wonderfully old-fashioned wooden, well, I don't say wooden panelled, but actually some of it is just wood. It's awesome. Affair. And a big cage door at the outside, which I shall shut. Through the inner door, and it's a bit cooler out here at the moment than it was inside. Let's shut it. There we go, that one's done. Fort Knox is something to believe. And buttons are there. No, it's not that one. It's that one. And out onto the street. There we go. Perfect. Do we go up or do we go down? I think we probably go up. So this is me. First morning in Syracuse. And I am out on my own just before 7 o'clock in the morning. Having not had hours to sleep, but nevertheless, it's important to get out and see stuff, in my humble opinion. That is what I'm going to do. Unless Mr. Rogers has a bit more sleep. Certainly no aspersions cast there, though, because it's meant to be a holiday, so. So there may be lots of camera noises on here if I take pictures, but that's just the way of things. Right, here we go then. There are lots and lots and lots and lots of bollards in this place that I can easily walk into. Actually, one thing I am going to do, I may just have to pause the recording a sec, because I want to set a waypoint so that I can find my way back. So just bear with me 1 second, I'll be back. And my back on, there we go. I have just saved the location on Blind Square so that I have a chance of finding my way back here again. And now we shall go. So at the moment the street is in shade, although I can see on the ahead of me that there is some sunlight on something. So I need to get my bearings a bit. So I should be using this properly because I know that there are plenty of obstacles. You might hear my stomach rumbling, possibly. I should also apologise just for doing this on earphones. It's just a bit easier. I've got too many things to hold. First obstacle. Right. Where the sunlight is going. I think I should go left, find the main square. I think it was down there. Or was it to the right? That's a good start. Let's try to the right. Now, is there a pavement? It's a question. Because it's sort of semi-pedestrianised. On the pavement than there are on the road. I can hear some fountains, so I think I'm going the right way. That's good. I thought if I can find this guy, I'm going to fall off this wall. If I can find the fountain, if I can find the square, then I should be able to, that's a good landmark for finding the hotel again. So we'll do that. Beautiful morning, as you would expect, really. This is a proper Sicilian morning. And closer to the square, you might be able to hear the fountains now. Okay. Let's just get over there. Try and work out how we recognise this place. So, let's see if I go over there. Okay, the pavement seems to jut out quite a lot, so if I were to find It's in a sort of corner. Whoa. Oh, there. Good idea to step back from that one. Okay, I think we can go this way. If I try and get myself run over. Here we go. Splendid. We have the fountain on the square. So that corner, is there anything about that corner at all which is different from another corner? I can't immediately tell. We'll try and do this in a logical way maybe, so I can have some chance again of finding my way back. Okay, let's go and around this fountain. So I can't remember what this square is actually called. It's a good start, isn't it? People with suitcases. There was me thinking that I was organised and out. Not the only one by any stretch of the imagination. Okay. So the fact that the sun is shining on those buildings there would seem to suggest that east was roughly behind me, north is up there. Let's try that. It's just, I mean, Altidia is an island, so there's a, I should be able to find water at some point. Let's just go for this. Right, here we go, going. Wide expanse of road there, but there's nothing on it at the moment, so chances are we should be okay. Slightly smoother pavement now, that's good. So that could be at the right. In fact, let's just go back a second and just see what this is like from that angle there. So it was a little bit uphill maybe to the other one. Maybe. I have to say it's difficult to tell. It's a square with exits at corners. So we just need to try and keep our bearings, I think, basically. Which I can usually do. But we'll see. Going far too fast, as usual. Right, we seem to be going downhill. Not steep, but definitely noticeable. Let's get a photograph down this route. Because there's no sun on the street. And then I'm going to continue walking down here. I'm not going to record for everyone here, but I just wanted to give you an idea, a taster of the start of my exploration. I hope to do something very similar tomorrow, although hopefully by then I might actually know where I'm going. Which I definitely don't at the moment. Okay. Mm-hmm. lovely smooth pavement. And I imagine it turns into an ice rink when it's wet. Can't tell where the sun is, which is not helpful. Announcing the presence with this cane, which is also unhelpful. That's an overtaking, people. Okay. Path might just be bottoming out a little bit. Maybe. Maybe not. Let's see what happens when we get down here. Water. That's good. Sun is to my right. Let's see what happens here. Road. Go across that. And then let's go to the right. And we have... Yes, we have... some water here, as in it could be the neck of the island, possibly. Let's walk up. It's a bit difficult with sun in my eyes, actually. I might stop this recording in a second. Yes, and the pavement ends. That's good. This could be a dead end that I'm walking down, but it looks like an interesting dead end, because what is that there I see? Is it a ruin of something? Very interesting. Right, let's just take a picture of that, and then I shall stop this recording for a bit. And I'll let you know what I discover in another recording. Thank you for listening, if you made it this far, and join me a bit later for more.